2 years.
Oh, no way.
Marco Island down here.
Oh, cool.
And then Jersey, where I grew up, okay. My hometown.
That's cool.
I was there all summer. It was cool. Yeah. Back home.
Where is Marco Island exactly?
Southwest. South of Naples.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much as far as you can go south on the west coast.
Okay. Do you have any hurricane damage?
No.
Was north you?
Yeah. The last two went right around.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's do this.
That's right.
Almost there.
Oh, after all of them? Gotcha.
No, we're just waiting for it. I think this should be the last one.
All right. Still staying in Charlotte all the time? You get your place here?
We moved to London.
I knew that.
August 23, but we kept our place in Charlotte. Yeah, we've been there full time. When Maury came to me in October and said he wanted to exit, I was like, shit, I gotta go to work. Because he was steering everything and really controlling it. So since October, I've been in Charlotte a lot. I will come back end of school year.
Gotcha.
Our oldest goes into high school next year, and so we figured when that happens, we gotta be one place.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Daytona International Speedway. We're going to go ahead and get started with our post-qualifying media availabilities. We are now joined by the two drivers who have qualified their way into the Daytona 500 field. That's Jimmy Johnson, driver the number 84, Legacy Motor Club Toyota, and Martin Truex Jr., driver the number 56, Tricon Garage Toyota. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll start with Zach and then go back to Jacob.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Martin, seeing the 19 on the pole, how is it weird at all to see that car on the track with someone else in it?
Not really. I mean, it sounds funny. I've been there before. In 2010, I went and drove the 56 car, and the Bass Pro car won the Daytona 500. So I've been in the shoes before. But no, happy for James and all those guys. I know they've worked hard, and Toyota put a big effort in this offseason on their speedway program. And, we were terribly slow at Talladega last year, the second race. So they went to work, and I think we're all proud of those guys. Both Jimmy and I up here were beneficiaries of their hard work on the engines. So proud of all those guys, and it'll be fun to go racing with them on Sunday.
To that point, for the 56 team specifically, to get Tricon its first start in the Cup Series, but also to take the pressure off of tomorrow night for you guys, how critical is that to knock that out tonight?
Yeah, it's huge. I think, it's speedway racing, so a lot can happen. You know, you can have a great car, great plan, execute a great race, and, something can take you out of it. So we can just go concentrate on working on our car for Sunday now and be smart about it tomorrow night if we need to be.
Okay, we'll go next to Jacob, and then Bob, and then Bruce.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. For both of you, what is the sense of weight lifted off the shoulders? I mean, you two earlier today during media day were the two that probably spoke the loudest about the open provisional for Castro Neves and just the having to potentially race your way in. What is the sense now that you don't have to stress tomorrow night?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a big weight lifted off, to say the least. The experience I had last year has been ringing through my brain at night, and I've jumped out of bed a few times with some nightmares as today got closer. We're doing so much to turn Legacy Motor Club around, have it point in the right direction. And the partnership with Carvana and bringing Shaquille O'Neal in and, what's ahead, the days ahead and what we have planned, man, it would have really, really been a bummer to miss the race. And obviously there's still a chance to race in tomorrow, but I'm so happy to have this behind us and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, same, I guess, for different reasons. But, a lot of people put a lot of effort and hard work into doing this, and you always like to, see them enjoy the fruits of their labor. So, everybody at Tricon coming together, with Toyota and JGR support, just, good collaboration. And, you know, a lot of fun guys on our team that that have been around a while. So it's going to be a fun week racing with them, and hopefully we can have a good week and be prepared for a great Sunday.
And for you, Martin, what has today and this process been like with being able to reunite with Cole and have a little bit of fun, the two of you back together again?
Yeah, so far it's been good. I think it'll get more fun now. He was pretty nervous today, more nervous than I was, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's good to have him back, and need to remind him to put his sunscreen on. He's not in Canada anymore. He got sunburned already today, so.
I noticed that.
yeah, but it's going to be fun. It's, you know, I've missed having him around. He's so much fun to race with. So it's going to be a fun week, and I look forward to, you know, hopefully capping it off with a big win. That'd be great.
We'll go to Bob, Bruce, and then Michael Massey.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. I mean, obviously, Toyotas have not qualified well on Super Speedway. So did the cars feel better than they did last year on the Super Speedways?
From my standpoint, it's hard to tell. I'm not in the cars as often. You know, we were really encouraged by our pace in practice. We had picked up quite a bit of speed. But you know, once qualifying really got underway, you know, whole field picked up speed. So hats off to Toyota and what they brought. And then in addition to that, what JGR has been able to do. They did a really nice job.
I mean, honestly, I think when we come here with these cars in this package, they feel slow no matter what. So you just wait for whatever pops up on your dash when you take the checker flag. I mean, seriously, it's these cars are just so draggy, so it doesn't feel fast qualifying.
Go to Bruce.
Bruce Martin with Forbes Sports Money. Jimmy, now that you know you're in, how much do you switch gears and use tomorrow night as a way to really get the car ready for the Daytona 500? And secondly, as a team owner, you're going to get an extra check out of that huge purse that they're going to have here on Sunday. So how important is that for Legacy Motor Club?
Man, money equals speed. The more we can bring in the door, the better we're going to be. So excited for that. Just hope we can roll some cars back on the trucks when the race is over. That'll help the bottom line, too, at the end of the year. But just excited. You know, the partnership with Carvana, Shaq being on board, we're carrying a Reebok logo on the car. Hopeful that we can grow the relationship into more and have a great showing here. But, you know, tomorrow I've talked to Chad Johnston twice after qualifying. And the first time I talked to him, it was like, you know, we're just going to ride at the back and not do much in the qualifier. And then the second time I saw him, I was like, wow, maybe we got to, you know, get in there and work on ride heights and get a rep down pit lane and put some pressure on the pit crew. So I'm sure by tomorrow we're going to try to race and win the duel. So we'll see.
Michael Massey, French Stretch. You know, with you both being Toyotas, I'm sure you'll be working together at some point Sunday. So I was wondering if you guys had any memories of working together in previous, you know, restrictor plate drafting races.
I pushed him into the show last year.
That's right. That's totally right.
Short memory.
I was remembering we were typically in different, you know, with different manufacturers.
Yeah.
And so you'd be scolded if you worked with the other guy too much.
Yeah.
Any additional questions? All right, gentlemen. Congratulations.
That's right.
You owe me one.
I do.
Save it for Sunday.